Berukhim Abayim, ladies. We are studying today Parashat Vayetzei Yaakov. I know that there's a lot of chatter amongst Klal Yisrael. I'll spend a few seconds just clarifying it. There is some Sefarim Kedoshim. One sefer is called the Chesed Avraham. It was written by the grandfather of Rav Chida. As well as other sefarim, there's a rabbi called Rabbi Avraham Morimon, a Sefaradi. They wrote a sefer according to the Kabbalah. Very deep sefer. We have no understanding of this sefer whatsoever. This is only a sefer for people that have deep understanding of the Torah. But in one of the paragraphs there, he mentions certain Kabbalah that he had, the tradition, that on the ninth day of the ninth month, in the ninth hour, there is some sort of segula, as if the gates of heaven are open, and that it's a time for a prayer. Today happens to be the ninth day of the ninth month. Today is ninth of Kislev. And the ninth hour, at least in these parts here in New York, rolls around at about 2:07 p.m. You see, I don't want you to ever take what I say lightly. You remember last week in the class when I told you there's certain times that are etratzon. And I told you that the etratzon is going to be at 10:43 a.m. and everybody got all excited. And then I said, I'm only joking. But you see, I wasn't joking. Because today I mean it. Today at 2:07 p.m. there's an etratzon. I wish that a lot of other more important things would get circulated amongst Klal Yisrael and be received with such excitement. Maybe we should send an email out to the community that in about 24 hours from now is going to be Shabbat. And then maybe we'll get some excitement. The people will be Shomer Shabbat. And maybe we can send them a list of all the kosher restaurants in New York. And maybe the mikveh schedule, what time it opens. So, again, I'm not belittling this, Chas v'Shalom. I actually brought the Tehillim books over here. I'll make sure to finish by 2:06. We'll give out the Tehillim books. We'll pray together in the Bet Knesset. Some say that it's for 13 and a half minutes. And I'm not so expert in all these sigulot. But if the rabbis say it's something, the fact that we're getting together and praying together also is a big sigula. It's very, very nice to see that Klal Yisrael is so excited to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nice. To see everybody's looking for a moment of Et Ratzon. But I will say that even after 2:07, and after the ninth day of the ninth month, of the ninth hour passes, Borei Olam is accessible 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Chas v'Shalom, do not limit your prayers to 13 and a half minutes. Maybe this moment is a special Et Ratzon, so we'll take advantage of it. It won't hurt. But nobody should think, oh, I missed it, or I didn't know about it. Or the Pasuk says, Bechol Koreinu Elav. Who is like our God that is accessible to us always? Karov Adonai Bechol Koreav Bechol Asher Yikra'u Be'emet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to all those that call out to Him. I also want to give another introduction. I know I don't give introductions usually, but I want to read you a letter I think it's important for you to hear this letter. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peacefully to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of September, next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of His providence in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceful and rational manner in which we have been able to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted for the civil and religious liberty, which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, etc. And also, that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, to grant all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as He alone knows to be best. This was a letter that was written in 1789 by the first President of the United States, George Washington. I'm not telling you that you have to go home and have a piece of turkey or do something that's commemorating Thanksgiving that they're celebrating today. But I read the letter because this letter could have been written by a priest or a pastor or even a rabbi. Here George Washington is talking about Borei Olam, the God that was, that is, that will be. He talks about the divine providence and how everything is mastered by the hand of God. And this is a great musar for us. We wonder why this country is so blessed. Hachamim referred to this country of the United States as a malchut shel chesed. It's a kingdom of kindness. As Jews, we must be very thankful that we can live in such a country and practice the freedom of religion. What we're doing here this afternoon by sitting in a synagogue in public, practically, and speaking the Torah on a loudspeaker, and having it broadcasted over the internet, and having it recorded to disseminate to whoever we want, we shouldn't take that for granted. In other countries, what we're doing now was punishable by death, and sometimes exiled to Siberia. This was something that, although we brought up with it, but we take for granted. And like I said again, I'm not telling you that you have to pledge allegiance to the Puritans or sing sing the Star Spangled Banner or any other minhag that you want to do. But there is nothing wrong with spending a few seconds to reflect, to thank Borei Olam that we are lucky that we have found ourselves in this Malchut Shel Chesed, where they allow us to have religious freedom. And I've said many times, they let us block the streets in order to dance with Sefer Torah, and they give us police protection on top of it. We are very fortunate as such. And you wonder that maybe part of the blessing of this country is because the original founders of the country had such emunah and such faith, and they understood that whatever happened for this country to succeed and come to where it is today was only because of the Hashkacha Hashem. So that's a letter from George Washington. We'll say something on the Perashia. Vayetze Yaakov mebe'er Shaba vayelech Harana. Our Perashia begins with Yaakov Avinu having to run away from his brother Esav. I was very angry because Yaakov had taken the blessings that Esav thought belonged to him. He had no choice to run away. Hachamim tell us that on the way, as he was running, his nephew Elipaz met him. Elipaz told Yaakov that his father has commanded him, Esav, that he has to kill him. I have no choice but I have to kill you. So Yaakov Avinu said, what do you mean to kill? It's asur to kill. How are you going to kill me? He said, what should I do? My father said, Kibud Av. We're raised in a family, we listen to our father. No matter what our father tells us. So Yaakov Avinu says, the Gemara says that a poor man is like he's dead. So take all my money, take all my possessions, and it's as if you killed me. So halachically, you can fulfill your father's will without actually having to murder me. So Elipaz took all of Yaakov Avinu's possessions. Everything. He didn't leave him with anything, with not one asset, including his clothes. Now he's left alone in the field. He cannot move. Next to where he was, there was a river. So he jumped into the river. This story I'm telling you is brought down by Rav Hida. He says he jumped into the river, and now he's waiting. He doesn't know what's going to be. Min HaShamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a parash. That's somebody that's riding on the horse, a prince that's dressed in royal clothes, on a chariot, on a horse, and he's riding in that area, and he gets to the water, and he puts his horse on the side, and he gets undressed, and he goes into the water to swim. Min HaShamayim, the guy drowned. Don't feel so bad. Yaakov Avinu got out of the water, took the guy's clothes, got dressed, and was able to continue his way. But he knew that he could not go straight now on the regular roads, because they're going to think that he killed the parash, because he's wearing his clothes. These are royal garments. So he decided, instead of going to Haran, he'll stop off in the yeshiva. So he stayed in the yeshiva for 14 years. After 14 years, he said, for sure, the story is forgotten. And then he was able to continue on his way to Haran. From this story, I think we learn a very good lesson. I don't think a person could have been in a worse situation than Yaakov Avinu. He's in a situation of hopelessness. How's he going to get out of this? No clothes. He's nowhere to be found in some place, some river somewhere. It's only a matter of time that Chas v'Shalom, he's not, how long can you stay in a river?
He has to get out, he has to eat, he has to... Yaakov Binu was in the worst situation, and he could have fallen into a depression. But Yaakov Abinu is teaching us a great Musar, that he understood in the concept of Emunah, that everything that happens to a person is min hashamayim, and nobody could put a finger on his neighbor unless the Kadosh Baruch Hu wills it, and nobody could take a penny from somebody else unless it's the will of Hashem. And he had tremendous emunah that he knew it wasn't Elipaz. This was a Kadosh Baruch Hu sending Elipaz as a shaliach, as a messenger, in order to fulfill the divine will. Almost like David HaMelech, when David was running away from his son Avshalom. Avshalom tried to kill his father. You can't imagine the story. Avshalom was a rebel. He wanted to become the king. David wanted to make Shlomo the king. So Avshalom said, I'm going to kill my father. One day I'll go through the whole story with you. It's a sad story. So David had to run away from the throne to protect himself from his own son. He wrote a perek in Tehillim, Hashem marabu sarai, rabbin kamim alai. He said, how great are my tzarot. They're all rising against me, even his own son. Well, when he was running, there came a man called Shim'i. And Shim'i ben Gera saw David and he started to curse him. What a curse he gave David. See, David was on the run. He wasn't in his throne. He was vulnerable. He was weak. David says, V'hu kelalani kelalan nimretzet. He cursed me, a bitter curse. The Gemara Shabbat says, you know what nimretzet means? It's Rashi Tevot, Noef, Mored, Rotzeach, Tzorer, To'eva. He cursed him the worst names. You're an adulterer. You're a rebel. You're a murderer. You're an enemy. You're despicable. The men of David wanted to kill Shimei. What is this man over here cursing the king? David HaMelech said, leave him alone. Hashem amar lo kalem. God told him to curse, which means he's the stick of God. You think he could curse me if Hashem didn't want me to hear this? This is part of my punishment. Bakamim alay mireim tishmana oznai. He says, I heard the curse, but it's God doing this. And therefore David HaMelech accepted it. Don't worry, Shimei got his punishment later on. But David is teaching us that nobody can harm you, and nobody can insult you, and nobody can cause you shame or any sort of hardship or pain, unless Borei Olam wants you to have it. We say in the Amidah, in the 13th Beracha, is Ala Tzadikim Ala Hasidim. At the end of that Beracha we say, Ula Olam Lo Nevosh Kibecha Matachnu. We say, we will never be insulted because we trust you. What does that mean? Because we have faith that Borei Olam runs the world, and everything that comes our way is because Borei Olam wants us to hear it for a certain tikkun, for kapara, for whatever reason. So therefore, people that live with this faith, they never get insulted because they know it's Hashem doing it. So ul olam lo nevosh, we will never get insulted. You know why? Because we know it's from you. So Yaakov Avinu over here portrays great faith in God. He's standing in the water, he has no clothes, no food, no money, no anything, no hope. But Emunah says, Hashem did this to me. And then, he understands that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to him, it's for his best. I told you once, every person likes themselves. It's okay to like yourself. I also like myself. You don't have to feel embarrassed. What do you mean I like myself? I like myself. I like myself a lot, it happens to be. I'm worried about myself. I get dressed in the morning. I bathe. I eat. Of course, you have to like yourself. The Torah says, "Ve'ahavta le'acha kamocha." You have to love your neighbor like you love yourself. That means you have to love yourself also. You have to tend to yourself. You have to take care of your needs. But there's somebody in this world that loves you even more than you love yourself. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to know that. As much as I love myself, Hashem loves me more. That's Emunah. And a father will never do anything to hurt the child. And even if I don't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, but I accept that He knows what's best for me. And therefore this is a sign of His love as well. I have limited vision. I could see 2015, but I'm not a prophet. I don't have Ruach HaKodesh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Inat Ta'ilot, V'Sibat Tasimot, He can see everything and He knows what's really best for me. I told you the story once of the rabbi. He was in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, and he didn't have a pair of shoes. So he's walking. So he prays to Borei Olam, "Please, Borei Olam, I'd love to have a pair of shoes. That's all I mean. I don't need a closet full of shoes. One pair of shoes. Borei Olam can provide anything. Even a canvas pair of shoes. Okay. I'll chop it out. But if you feel that it's better for me not to have a pair of shoes, then I pray to you that you should give me the wisdom to understand and accept that that's the best for me." He doesn't want to fight with Hashem. If it's good for me to have shoes, please give me that. But if it's not, I accept also. But just give me the wisdom that I should know that it's for the best for me that I shouldn't have shoes. David HaMelech, Yaakov Avinu, understands that if this happened to him, that they mugged him and they took every penny, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. Ololam lo nevosh. We don't get embarrassed, insulted. Ki b'cha batachnu. And then you have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never takes His mind off His children. Most of you are parents in this room. We love our children, but we don't think about them 24 hours a day. I have to confess, when I sleep, I don't dream about my children every single night. Or even in the day, sometimes I don't think about my children for some moments till I remember them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take His mind off us for a second, for a nanosecond. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. God is the protector of Israel. He does not sleep. He's thinking about us constantly. Even when we're sleeping, He's over us. Adonai shomerecha. Borei Olam is always thinking and we're always on His mind. And the greatness of Yaakov Avinu in this story is he put his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't, Chas v'Shalom, drown himself. Somebody else would have drowned himself. What am I going to do now? I'm stuck. Might as well just give up. He said, Hashem put me in this position, and Hashem can take me out of this position, and He wants me to be in this position for a certain reason, and there's a to'elet, there's the benefit, there's... And sure enough, however many minutes later, some guy comes, that's from Hashem, it's like a father. Hashem sent that parash, that chariot, that rider, and He drowned him in order to help Yaakov Avinu, to teach us that there's no situation that is avud. There's no situation that's totally lost. You're never supposed to give up hope. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's difficult for us is easy for Borei Olam. When we say there's no options, because you think there's no options. Or sometimes they'll tell you, there's two options, either this or this. Hashem's laughing, there's only two options. Where Borei Olam sits, there's infinite options. You don't know the options, you just know what you see in front of your nose. When the Jewish people were going out of Mitzrayim, there's water in front of them, and the Egyptians are behind them. Okay, we have two options. Either we walk into the water and we drown, Or we go backwards and the Egyptians will trample us. Those are the two options. Any other options over there? I don't see any other option. Borei Olam's laughing. He says, what about the third option? Third option, there's no third option. Yeah, what if the sea splits into 12 lanes and you just walk across? That's not an option. It's not an option to you. To me, it's an option. You can't go according to your understanding. And sure enough, Borei Olam split the sea. So now you say to yourself, oh wow, okay, I didn't think of that. Okay, so there's three options. Borei Olam, I'm still laughing at you. You think that's the only way I could have saved the Jewish people that day? You think I was limited only to the splitting? I decided to split the sea. But I could have saved the Jewish people in a million, zillion different ways that day. I could have made them have a propeller on their head and fly away like a helicopter. It also could have happened. But you didn't do that. You could have done a million things that day. So whenever you think there's no options for you. But we put our faith in Borei Olam. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is easy. This is nothing is difficult for Hashem. Everything is easy. Borei Olam is Kol Yachol. God is Almighty and all powerful and all able. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on in every person's life. He knows everything. He knows all what we're thinking. He knows all our troubles. He knows all that bothers us. You shouldn't think, well, he's too far away, he doesn't know what I'm doing. He is intimately involved with every single person's life to the details. That's what it means, Hashkaha. Everything is divine. So divine, and so the divine providence. Maybe one time you're going to be on the highway, and in front of you is going to be a truck with straw on it. Bales of straw or hay. And you're going to see some of the straw flies off the truck, because the truck is going fast. And it falls down very slow and lands on the highway in that exact spot. That's Min HaShamayim also. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world in the 6 days, it was already predetermined that that little one straw of hay is going to fall off of that truck at that exact time and land in that spot. Why? Because that's what Borei Olam wants. And every leaf that falls on the tree, it's already divinely decided. The Hashkaha is on everything. Well, the Moshe of Hashem is worried about a piece of straw and a piece of leaf. You know, he's worried about what's going on to his own children. This is the faith that Yaakov Abinu had and the faith that we have to have as well. Never to be miyaesh, as I told you a few weeks ago. Never to relinquish hope. So you see it again in this respect. And Borei Olam came through. Just when you thought, what could happen? How's he going to get out of it? And not only that, but it worked out for the best. Because now he was able to study in yeshiva for 14 more years. Otherwise he would have went straight. So he got him more Torah, he became much greater as a result of it. But let's continue the story. Yaakov travels. After 14 years, he stayed in yeshiva. He's going out to get married. He almost gets to where he has to be in Haran. All of a sudden, he says, "Oh boy, what did I do? I passed over Jerusalem, the Beit HaMikdash. I walked right by it. This is the place where my fathers prayed. Avraham prayed. Yitzhak Avinu prayed. How did I pass over this place and not pray?" But now he was so far away. He was days and days past the Beit HaMikdash. It hit him. What did I do? How did I pass the place of the Beit HaMikdash? So he put in his mind to go back to Yerushalayim, make a U-turn. Gemara says, a miracle happened to Yaakov Avinu, which is called Kifitzat HaDerech. And all of a sudden, he was there. This should have taken him another week or 2 weeks to get there. And all of a sudden, he put his mind to go back. Boom, Kibitzat HaDerech. I cannot explain to you today about Kibitzat HaDerech, about this shortcut, how it works. Maybe we can end it over Shabbat. I'll explain to you the secrets of Kibitzat HaDerech, how it works with the Tzaddikim. This is something that needs time to talk about and develop, and we need the Kiddushah of Shabbat to go into it. But Medinadir, we'll talk about it, hopefully, if I can understand it myself. But don't kid yourself. There was a rabbi called Rabbi Abraham HaKohen. Abraham HaKohen used to be the Gabbai for Yeshivat Nahar Shalom in Yerushalayim. Nahar Shalom is the Yeshiva of Rabbi Mordechai Sharavi, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha. And he used to go collect money for the Yeshiva. He once went to Tel Aviv. He went many times to Tel Aviv. He stayed by the house of a rabbi called Rav Terachya HaKohen. There was a rabbi in Tel Aviv, Rav Terachya HaKohen. He had the Achnasar Urchin. Anybody that came, Hashuvim, rabbis, they would stay by Rav Terachya. And they would stay and as long as he wanted. Some rabbis stayed there for a year at a time. He had a tremendous Achnasar Urchin. So Rav Yehuda HaKohen came to Rav Terachya. And he's staying by him. So he says, I need to get in Tel Aviv. There's a certain area called Shechunat HaTikva. He says, I need to get the Shechunat HaTikva from here to the Bet Knesset. How long is it from here, where we are? He says, Hacham, it'll take you at least half hour, 45 minutes walk from here. He said, okay, I have to go there. That's why I need to meet somebody over there. So he told Rav Terachya's son. His son is called the Benu Hayim HaKohen. He says, hold my hand and come with me. Who's Reb Hayim HaKohen, just for your information? He's a rabbi that today still lives in Tel Aviv. They call him the Halban. The Halban, they call him the milkman. They go to him for berachot. The Halban was a young boy. He told the story. He said, this Abraham HaKohen, he says, come, hold my hand, we'll go to the... He says, I don't even want to go with him. I don't want to walk 45 minutes now to this school, I have to think about to go to this place. He says, my word of honor, I held the rabbi's hand, we left 9:30, we were in Shkunat HaTikva at 9:33. 3 minutes later, I was there. He says, I don't know how. He says, the man had kifisat ha-derech. We were just there, impossible. He says, I was a little boy. I said, how is it possible? I looked at my watch when we left, I looked when we got there. These are people that are alive today. These are the great tzaddikim. And there's other stories. Anyway, Yaakov goes back, you know, he's in the Beit HaMikdash area. So he prays Arvit, which we know that's when he prayed Arvit. And then it got dark, and he went to sleep, and he had a dream. V'hine sulam mutzav arza, v'rosho magia shamayma, v'hine manache Elohim, olim b'yoredim bo. He dreams of a ladder. Sulam is a ladder. Mutzav arza, that's on the ground. V'rosho magia shamayma. And the head of the ladder reaches the Shamayim. And the angels are going up and down. Malachim olim v'yoredim bo. There has been so much Divrei Torah written on this ladder of Yaakov Avinu. If we would begin to start to uncover all the secrets in this ladder, Hazeman yichle vehemma lo yichlu. The time will finish and the derashot will still go on. I cannot tell you all of them, but I want to tell you some of them that are very important for you to know. One interpretation is brought down by Harav Ben Ish Chaim. He says, Sulam, the numerical value of Sulam, Samech, Vav, Lamed, Mem, is 136. It's the same numerical value as Mammon. Mammon is money. What does the sulam have to do with money? So the Ben Ish Chai goes on to explain. Money is compared to a ladder. One time, there was a ladder against the wall. And all the rungs of the ladder, there's the lower rungs, and there's the rung that's on the top. And the one that was on the top started to brag. And they said, look, I'm on the top. You see, all of you are beneath me. I'm more important than all of you. Rungs that are on the lower levels. The Balabayit, he heard noise in his backyard. And he goes to the backyard, he hears the ladder talking. Where's this coming from, this voice? And he hears the top rung saying, I'm more important than you, I'm on top. So he says, ge'er. So the Balabayit took the ladder and he turned it upside down. And now the bottom rung was on top and the top rung went to the bottom. And that's what Ben Ish Chai comes along and says. Money is like a ladder. One could be up, but very quickly, if he has arrogance, Borei Olam can turn the ladder upside down and he finds himself on the bottom. Sulam mutzav arza. There's a ladder. Sulam is mamon. V'rosho magia shamayma. The money that we make, yeah, we make it on earth. Sulam mutzav arza. It's on earth. That's where we go to work. But v'rosho magia shamayma. But it's not our efforts. Parnasa is from Borei Olam. And therefore you have to know how fragile our parnasa is. Olim v'yoredim. Some go up and some go down. Those that are up today, Ibn Minan, can go down, and those that are down can go up, and therefore you have to make sure not to abuse the barakah of wealth and the barakah of parnasa. That's a musar that's very appropriate. But there's another derash on this. The Hakamim say, on Shabbat, we're supposed to have, three Seudot. Then Shabbat, of course we have Seudah, Shabbat lunch, that's the Seudah of Abraham Avinu. Seudah Shlishit that we talked about a lot, that's the Seudah of Yaakov Avinu. Friday night is Yitzhak. Shabbat morning is Abraham. And Seudah Shlishi is Yaakov. V'achalticha nahalat Yaakov avicha. Kifi Adonai dibber. But it's not so well known that Motzei Shabbat is also a fourth Seudah. This is a very important Seudah. They call the Seudah Seudah Revi'it. This is corresponding to David HaMelech Alav HaShalom. The Seudah of David. This Seudah has tremendous kohot. Tremendous powers. It's also referred to as Melaveh Malkah, where we escort the queen. Shabbat is a queen, Shabbat Malketa. When the queen leaves, you just don't wave to her, say, okay, take care, see you next week. You have to escort her. How do you escort? With a Seudah. You have to make a banquet. The holy books say that the extra neshama does not leave until after the Seudah Melaveh Malkah. So when a person is having this Seudah, it's almost like it's Shabbat. And you know all the different berachot that a person has by eating this Seudah. The Zohar HaKadosh says, whoever doesn't eat Seudah Revi'it, it's like they didn't eat Seudah Shlishit either. It talks about the sigulot of the certain bone that you have on the back of your skull, that's the bone of Tihiyat HaMetin. The resurrection begins from this bone. Different names of the bone. The skavi, the luz, different names to the bone. And that bone only benefits from the food that you eat on Motzei Shabbat. The only way to sustain that bone is from eating Seudat Melaveh Malkah. Pregnant ladies, Sigulah for them to give birth, B'Sha'at Tova Mustaha. There's many, many things that were said on this mitzvah. But unfortunately what happens, people mistreat it. I'm not going to eat, I'm not hungry, we ate so much on Shabbat, I'm just going to have a piece of banana. But you shouldn't be lenient. Surat Melaveh Malkah is something that is in the highest levels. But people don't treat it the right way. As a matter of fact, it says, on Friday night, when you're coming home from shul, the men, they're escorted by angels. One angel on the right, one angel on the left. When the husband walks in from the Knesset, Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Sharet, Malachei Elyon, Melech Malachei Malachim, we're welcoming the angels. And then Motzei Shabbat, it says, those angels leave the person after Seudat Melaveh Malkah, the angels go up, and then God sends down the angels for the week. There's angels of Shabbat and angels of the week. And we need to connect the Shabbat to the days of the week. When we make Melaveh Malkah, you're connecting the Beracha of Shabbat to the next 6 days. If you don't have a Seudat Melaveh Malkah, then you need a pipe to connect the Kiddush of Shabbat to the next days coming up. There's a lot of things taking place. So says Hakamin, in this Pasuk, Ve'ine Sulam Mutzav Arza. You know what Sulam is? Sulam is Rashi Tevot. Seudat Levayat Malkah. The Seudah of the escorting of the queen. So the Pasuk is telling us, Ve'ine Sulam, when it comes to the Seudah of Melaveh Malkah, Seudat Levayat Malkah, Mutzav Arza. It's thrown on the ground. People don't understand the value of it. They throw it to the floor. The Rosho Magia Hashamayim, but if they only know the Rosho, it reaches the heavens, the Seudah. It's the highest level. What happens at this meal? The angels of God, the angels of Shabbat go up. The angels of the week come down. You're having the changing of the gods. And at that point over there, you're connecting Shabbat Kiddusha to the 6 days, to the 6 days Kiddusha. And therefore, one has to be extra careful not to mistreat the Seudah, not to put it on the Aris. Some have a custom, as well as I do, but it's my own custom, it's brought down in the Sefarim, not telling you have to do it. They light candles at Seudat Melaveh Malkah. They light candles for the Tzaddikim. One candle lichbod David HaMelech alav shalom. One candle lichbod Eliyahu HaNavi zechudatov. Eliyahu HaNavi zechudatov gematria parnasa. One for the Bimeir Balanes. And had the Bimeir Anena. One candle for the Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. And they make tefillot. And they say that those prayers that you make, you're talking about tefillot? 207 is almost here, don't worry. Those prayers that you make at the time of the Melaveh Malkah, with the Nerot, these are great, and we tell stories of the Tzaddikim, the great Torah. We don't take the tablecloth off the table till after Melaveh Malkah. So we have the Kiddush of Shabbat permeating during the week. These are a few of the Devre Torah that we've been saying. Sulam is money, the ladder. The one that's up goes down, the one that's down goes up. So be humble when God gives you Beracha. And then we talked about the Seudah of Levayat Malkah. Ladies, at this moment, I'd like to split the room up so we don't lose the time. We have two books over here, Tehillim. So maybe split the books up amongst yourselves. There's A and B. I'll take one myself. We'll read the Tehillim. Split the books up. עיר אסור מלפניך אדומי ולבותינו ובוחר בדוד עבדו וזרוע אחריו ובוחר בשעות ודרשות ויותר מלחמים וקראת מזמור לתאים שקרא כאילו אמרם דבירי מלך עליו השלום וזכות לגנת ולבודה מודה וזכות לפסקי תאים זכות למותי מותי יותר וזכות לבת עמים של מות ועושים מהם מראשי תיבות ספר תיבות לחפר את פשעינו ואמרותינו ועמתותינו ועושים 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 כל הערבים וכוסים ועושים את הראשות של העבונה ואיזה דברים ילודה באבא ואבא וראות ובשמים ושיק בנו שבת לבי שבוח ושמה שתתנו מעובדנו ושבוח וחפתנו וחפנו ושעינו כמו שאף אחד יחשב מהם זאת אומרת אלו להבניך כמו שאתם הגענו לא יביא חתתך לא תלמוד ואת תחלם על זה קודם זמן אלו עדים עוד שאין את שירות ממשל ממשלה באופן שבכל התקן את ששחטנו זכות דוד המלך אבא שלום יקנה לנו מרד ושדיק הפך עד שוב בנו אליך ושואת בנה גרק ועשות מטל חלם הולך לכלו עדת ושתוכל יחתים של הלוחם שם שלום לי מפני שלם הרב הזה כך נזכה לא מפני כעד וואים ולא שיהיה לשמוע לי עולם הבא ועדם לתהילים ותוכל יחבס עד שבו נושאים בכל דברים נגרד ולא נקבות לבן תנאה הוד ועדם
אם כמו שתדבן אורו, אבל כן, רק כמו לשענים, משל חתים הדת הזאת, אם תיודע, אדוני, דרך צדיקים, ודרך לשענים, ולמה, מרק ושגועים, ובלבורי, כי תסגו, מלכי ארז. ולא זנים, נוסטו יחד, אבל לא היבה משווה, אם נתקד מוסותינו, ונשתיר ממנו רבותינו, ושום משווה משחק, אבל היה רק למה, אז יתדבן את זה בו, ופה בחלוי בעלים, ואני נסק לבקר, שאולי כל שיספרה אל חוק, אדוני, אמר אלי בריאתה אני, היום ילדיך, שאם נדמייני ותלבים נחלתיך, ומחוצות לנפסי הארץ, תלוים בשבט ברזל, יחלי יוסד לפסם, ואתה מלכים מסכירים, ועשרו שופטן, תלבדו את הלוי בעירה, וכיבו ברדה, שקובר פניינת, וטוב ודו דרך, יאמר כמעט, תפוע שלי כל חוצה בו, מזמור לדוד בפורחו, בפני אבשלום בנו, אדוני, מרבו שרי, רבים כל מעלי, רבים אומרים לנשי, אין ישועת אלו בנים סלע, ואתה אדם וכן בדי כבדים בנים שכמרים לנשי, כבדים על מייכה, והיה עליהם הכל של סלע, אני שכבתי והאישה נכנסו אותי, כי אני לא אצלכם, לא אלא מידי, בעקבות עם שסוי שעתו עד, וקומה, אדוני, ראשי אני, אלוהי, כי הקית הכל והי נחי, שאין לשם שבאת, אדם הישועה מחבת לך סלע, למה נעשיים בגנוב זמור לדברים, בקורי עליני אלוהי סתקי, בשר לרחב צדי, וחמדני ושמעת פרטי בני איש, עד נחם ודיד לכתיבת, אבו ליק, שוק הזדת סלע, וכבר רואה חצי, לא, אדם הישועה בקורי, אלא בגזום, אל תחתה, אמרו בו, בלבל, בלכם המשקר כמדה מוצר, זה כמו סלחי סדק, וכל מיני אדם, הירבים אומרים, ירענו טוב, וסער, אלא עוד פניך, לא, את הזמן הזה, בית גם, תראו שם רבו, ושאלו, מי אדם, שלא באישה, כי אתה, אבל בדל לבית הושבינו, ומסייע, לנך, לא זמן דביד, אמרה, האזינה, אדם הבינה, הביכי, ישיב, אז כשו מגיעו, כי נכן פנל, אז רואי, בוא, כתשמע, הקודים, בוא, כדי, הירוך, דרך, והספקי, לא, אין חפש, שעת, אני, כולי, קרה, לא יתייסבו, נדים, נרגל, נרגל, צנת, גופו, נעב, ונתאבד, דוברי חזק, דמים ורואי, תאיב אלוהי, ואני ברוב חסדך, בו ביתך, אשתחבר את הכל שכה בינתך, אדוני, אני מסתכלתך, אני מוכן שורריי, הישה לפרד על כך, כי אין בפי הוא נכונה, קרבה מרוח, קרבה פתוח, גרונה, ושומע עד כל נעשים, אלוהים יפלו במועצותם, מרוב ושומדי חיימו, ימרו בך, ויסחו ונעוצה, בק ומרננו, ונסחנו מוהי יחסו לך, ומרוי שמיך, כי אתה דבר סבדיק, אדוני כסים נרסות, תרטרין, אמן נסם מגינות, אנא שמינית, וזוהון, דוד אמן וכתוכי, חייני ואמן אמן כתסרין, יכולים אדוני, כי אומלן אני, חייני אדוני, כי נבנו עשמה נפשי, נבנה מאוד ואתה אדוני, עד מתי, שובה מהחמס רפי, עוד שירים ואימן עשתיך, כי אם אמן וזכריך, משום יודע לך, יגעת, אם אני חדי, עשר בכל המתתי, בדירות יעשי אמצעי, עשו סורק עצייני, עד כמה כל סורי לי, סורו ממני כל פעול אבי, כשמע מה כל בכי, שמע לא הייתי עולדי, אמרת ואני אגע, כל שבי עודו מאוד, וכל הם היו שובו יבו שאול אגע, שגיון אלה בין שש, שלום הם ודרכו בין ימיני, עד וואי אלוהי, בכך עציתי, עוד שאין בכל רוד, איפה הם עשיתי לי, פני טוב, כעדי, נפשי פורק ואין מסי, עד וואי אלוהי, ויש ארבע בכפיים, ואמרתי שואל מילה, אמר לסעס, הורידי לחם ילדוף, אויב נפשי, ויסג, ומוסר ארץ חיים, מודיד אבא שרצינה, כלומר, אדוני, ובכם, עשר פעולות שוללי, ואולי אדם שרצת ביטה, ואתה לא מתחובב בקה, ואמר לנו שובה, אדוני, אדוני, נחמי, מפותני, אדוני, כסכי, וכתומי, עלי, נכמונה, ושיים, וכנת צדיק, ואומרות, מחויות, ואום צדיק, מאגריני על אלוהים ראשי הישראלי, כדום תשובת צדיק ולפעמים לכל יום. אם אני שואל בו יטוש כתוד לכל יכול לנהיה, אבל הוא הכי כדם אבי, עשם דורים מפעל, אני אחבל אבי ועלה מרוי על הצ'קר, בור כנב יחפר יום, ויפור שעד מפעל ישוב, ועמה לא בנושו. ועד כל כדו עמה עשו הירד, הודי עמה יזכור ונזר של מנועי עליון, נוסע המתפיד במזמור לדוד, אמר דמי בלשום כל הארץ, שתנה עודך לצורה נקפי עולמי ויונקי, ניסעת עוד מצור לך להשפיט ואין ודקן, כי ירש עניך מעשית ותקע, יפוי משית כל נתה, אמר יושית ואיני בנהל תפקדינו, תעשיר מטבנים, איך כולה זה תנפרד, ובשלו לא עשי ידקה, ושאת הדעת רק לעצור, וכולם גם לא רוצה להם, שפול ושאו, גאים עובר על חוק ימים, אז לא ידעים, ושאו גואב, זה מסיעה נמוד, ובין עם זמון לדבי, יודע מה, יתחוד בי, עשב זאת נבורתך, שמחה ויעצב בה, אחרי זמן השכה היום, שבא מבאי, אחור, כתוב לי, נכת, כי עשית, נשפט, אם אני, שאת לך סטט, ולכת של שעת, אני מבאת על השם, שאומר את לנו למה, אוהב את המעורבות על התבר, אם אתה עשתה, אבל זכרם הם, אבל אני יודע, מישים כאן למשפט כסאו, הוא ישפט לבו בסדק, והדין לא ממשלים, ויאמר, אני זכרת דק, משכה ביתו מסכרה, והיא צוחנה קודש, ולכן, ועזור שכנו, אז אמרו, אני שכשו, אני אגיד, ואני אגיד, תרחידו, שתמין, אותם זכת, ושחצה גד, אני ענבים, ענני אדוני לאוני, וסולאים סולמים שם למה, זה מה, זה סתרה קודם לביכם, שערים בציון, אנחנו רואים שער ועשו ולשת שותם לנו נקדת הכלם, תודה, אדוני משפט עשה, נבוא על כבת וכי שלושה יגיון של השיעור לשעים, השיעור מה כל גום שחרד להם כאילו, אני צריך שחמיון את כבת עניים, טוב ונעת, ומה אדוני לא עושה אנוש, שתי אדוני מולה להם, ידעו קוראים אנוש, הם מסלע, מי יתן מסיון, ישועה כסף שלו מסבות עמו, יגל יעקב, ישועה יסב, ישועה צדקים, אמרו, עזוב ישראל, והזלם הרי פרטים, כדי נשאר כושר, כך סבוי, יש לנו לכם מועד ולבתנו, שבזכות, ספר ראשון, שני ושלישי, ספר דבי חמישי, שבתים שגם לבדק לג'וק ילד, ספר פרשית, שבו נעקב ובאת דברים, בזכות נוסדה, בזכות תבוסקה, בזכות תאותה, בזכות שבתי כתב שבתי דברים שממנו, שתכפד לנו על כל חטותינו, ותמחל לנו את כל עוונותינו, תסלח לנו על כל פשעינו, שרתנו ושרינו בפניך ותחזיר בתשובה שלנו בפניך ותדליכנו בפניך ותפתח לבינו ותמוד תורתך. Ladies, I'm going to say שדפואה שלמה, everybody could say a name out loud at the time, ותשלח בפואה שלמה לכל חולי עמקה ישראל, בפרט לחולים אין לה רפא להם, פת הנפש ופת הגוף, ופועתם כדבר לא וכן ירסו ולמר אמן, ותקרא לשבויים דרור. פת היוסד בצמחה. ולאסורים בכך כוח, ולכל לוקד נחים ועובד ימים ודרות ומכה יצא תסילם כל סער ונזק, ותגיעים למחוז הפסד החיים ושלום תפקוד, לכל חסוכי בנים בזרע של קיימה. Anybody that needs to have children, you can say their names now, we'll have them in mind, they should have children, בזאת השם, שעה טובה מוסלחת. בזרע של קיימה. אבל תכו ירתך. Anybody that's giving birth, they should have easy pregnancy at the right time. או ברות. שאני חייב את הסרט, הסרטים שאולת הפן לבנות אותיהן. ויושבות על המשבר ולחמך עלים את הסרטים לכל רע, ואין המניקות. תשפיע שלו יחסר חלב בדדיהן. ועד אני חושב, אסכרם שאתם יכולתכם מרעים ושתים לכל ידעה מחייב את ישראל. כדליהם את הולכם למות תוריה לשמה. Any Barmanan children that went off the derech, Chas v'Shalom. And we pray they should come back to the right derech, Bazat Hashem. Tesidem me'ayin hara, me'dever, me'gefa, me'sata, me'yisadah, b'ter ma'alenu, me'kol amechem, b'tesem, me'kom, me'kom, shem, kol gezerot, kashot v'ra'ot, b'tater le'be malchut alu toba, b'tegzor alenu gezerot tobot, b'tishlach, b'racha, b'aslacha, b'chol ma'ase yadenu, v'achen p'nasatenu, מידך הרחבה ומלאה, ולא יסתרקו המחאי ישראל זה לזה ולעולם מהחיים, ותן לכל איש ואיש די פרנסתו, ולכל גבייה וגבייה די מחסורה, ומהר ותחיש לגאולנו. תבנה בית המקדש במהרה בימינו, ועוזרנו אלוהי ישלח גבוה את כבוד שמך, וסילנו וחפך אותנו את שמך, ברוך אדוני לעולם, אמן ואמן. Anybody else that has their personal tefillot, they can make it now in the Bet Knesset. Don't waste the time is short.